Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Bachim, Perek Vav, Mishneh, Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishneh is being learned B'schos Astabas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Fan, Rezivu Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we're going to be discussing bird carbonos. We already learned about Chatas Ha'if in detail. Now we're going to be learning about Oilas Ha'if, and we're going to see how it differs from Chatas Ha'if. And so Mishneh says, Oilas Ha'if Ketzai Sanases, a carbon oila, which is a bird, how is it done? So all of a Kevesh Upanol HaSoivev. First of all, the Kohen walks up the ramp, and then he goes to the Soivev. What's the Soivev? So his Mech was very tall, and a little bit more than halfway up, there was the Soivev, which was this little pathway that went around the entire Mizbech, which was 6 amas off the floor. That's pretty high. And since the dam of the Oilas Ha'if has to be applied to the upper half of the Mizbech, so that's why the Kohen would walk up the ramp, turn towards the right, and go onto the Soivev. So now he's on the upper half. Then what does he do? Baloi LeKaren Joimus Zrachas. He comes to the southeastern corner of the Mizbech, which is that first one on his right. He's not walking on the Soivev for too long. And then Hayamalikas Rosho Mimol Arpa. He does Malika to the head of the bird on the back of its neck. Remember, we described yesterday that Malika is a very difficult thing. He holds the bird in this complicated hold in the left hand, and he cuts the back of its neck with his fingernail with his right hand. So he does Malika to the back of its neck. Umavdil, and he separates the head, which means he cuts both simanim, both the kun and the veshit, the trachea and the esophagus. That's unlike the Chatas Ha'if where he only cuts one. Then what does he do? Umematza is damal ker mizbeach. He takes the body of the bird and he squeezes blood onto the wall of the mizbeach. Then Natal Sarosh, he takes the head, Vihikif basically calls the mizbeach. He puts the area that had Malika done to it, meaning basically the open part of the head that was just cut, and he places that against the Mizbeach and squeezes some blood out. Then Usfaga B'melach, he covers the head in salt, Uzrak El Gabi Ishim, and throws it onto the fire. Now Balay Laguf, he turns towards the body of the bird, the Heser Es HaMura Ves HaNoitza Ves B'nei Me'ayim HaYotzim Ima. He removes these three things. The Mura is the crop. It's basically like the front chest part of the bird. He takes that off of the bird, and the feathers, the Noitza, that's that area also of the bird, and all the insides, the B'nei Me'ayim, that come along with it. V'hishlichon LeBeis HaDoshen, and he throws them to the Beis HaDeshen, which is right below him on the floor of the Hazara. And actually, the Gemara tells us that Benes, all of this was swallowed into the floor. It didn't just stay there. And then afterwards, now he has the rest of the bird in his hand. Shisa, he splits it in half by the wings. However, Veloy Hevdil, he doesn't break into two totally separate pieces. He pulls it open a little bit. Vim Hevdil, however, if he did separate into two totally pieces, kosher, it's fine, it's kosher. And then Usfaga Memelach, he covers the entire bird with salt. Uzrak El Gabi Ishim, and he throws it on the fire because, again, it's an oila, and we know that an oila is completely burned. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, for what we call troubleshooting, let's say it didn't go as planned. Mishnah tells us, let's say he didn't remove the crop and the feathers and all the insides that come with it, or he didn't cover it in salt. Any change that he did, any mess up that happened, after the blood was already squeezed on the wall of his back, it's kosher with the Eved. However, let's say he completely severed the head by a carbon chatas ha'if, or he didn't sever the head, he didn't cut both simanim by an oila, pasal, so then it's pasal. Also, mitzadam harosh v'loy mitzadam hagof, if he only squeezed the blood of the head on the wall of the mizbeach, but not the blood of the body, then it's pasal. Whereas mitzadam hagof v'loy mitzadam harosh ksheira, if he did the other way around, he only squeezed the blood in the body and not the blood from the head of the mizbeach, b'diavad it's kosher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.